Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From the open road to the destination spotlight, well, that's the order we're going to follow today, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
This is well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage. It's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro with an array of luggage sets and accessories, and quite honestly, it makes the perfect travel companion.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip lines. That's what we like. Rudy likes their Max Light line. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of whatever you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, you can give more and spend less by saving up to 40%. There's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When you think of a winter state to visit, I'm sure Vermont comes to mind. We're about to give you some things to do during a stay as we say hello, Burlington, with their VP of Tourism, Jeff Lawson.
Jeff, well, it is nice to be saying hello, Burlington, with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to have the opportunity to talk with you again.
Well, thank you very much. So, you know, when I think of Burlington, Vermont, from past visits, I immediately think of the Shelburne Museum and its 40 or so buildings that are there. I think I lost track of that. I also recall the steamship Ticonderoga also being there. And winter can be just frankly as fun as summer when to visit. There's also Shelburne Farm. But, you know, since you're our guest, what's something that immediately comes to mind for you with regard to Burlington since you both live and work there?
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned Shelburne Museum, and right out of the gate, they have a fantastic winter event called Winter Lights at Shelburne Museum, where they wrap many of those 40 buildings, including that entire steamship, in colorful LED lighting. Hmm. It's a really interesting way to give people the opportunity to get out, celebrate the holiday season, bring a little light to the dark season. You know, we're right near the winter solstice here, as well as get them out in the fresh air walking around, and they make a really nice cup of hot chocolate that you can take with you. They've also made it accessible for folks who maybe can't walk around, so you're able to drive through if you've got young kids or maybe seniors who aren't as mobile as the rest of us at this time. And they've also, you know, just made it really easy for people to enjoy that and get out.
It's a
fantastic event in wintertime.
Sounds lovely. So since we've just come off of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, the holiday shopping season is in full swing. Church Street Marketplace in downtown Burlington is fabulous. It offers a lot of shopping. It's just a great area. Talk with us about how festive it is this time. You just mentioned Shelburne and what they're doing. But just talk about the area and just kind of give us the scene of Burlington for the holidays and winter.
Well, the Church Street Marketplace is really one of the landmarks of the entire region. It's a 4 or 5 block pedestrian, we call it a pedestrian mall, if you will, but it's pedestrian only, no cars. In the wintertime, they also have a really nice light display, so the entire 4 blocks is lit up with a beautiful big Christmas tree at the top of it. And in terms of the shopping, it's really local first in its in its ethos. There are, of course, national chains, and we embrace them here. But you can find just a plethora of really, really wonderful local retailers, as well as great holiday markets popping up here and there around the region.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. It's a nice mix. Yeah. You know, I know we have affiliates in Denver, Colorado Springs, and other areas of Colorado, so our listeners there, they're going to certainly favor their state, but Vermont is also a great state for skiing. You know, nearby Burlington, I know you've got Bolton Valley, there's Stowe, I think Smuggler's Notch isn't too far, Sugar Bush, and some others. So how much of an impact, Jeff, does the winter skiing season have on your community? And, you know, here we are on the 7th of December, so what are the conditions like for this weekend?
Well, it's early yet, but we are seeing some snow falling right now. Some of the resorts opened up last week. I know Bolton Valley, for example, opening day is today, and I'm checking my Instagram feed, and it looks like they got some nice snow up there right now with more on the way. And, yeah, Burlington's remarkably close to the state ski industry. I think from the corner of Church in Maine, you can get to 5 separate ski resorts in about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And I just want to give a shout-out again to Bolton Valley. It's kind of Burlington's mountain. You can get out there in about 35 minutes for Nordic skiing, alpine skiing, backcountry touring. It's a fantastic place to ski or learn to ski.
Jeff, we last spoke to you prior to the pandemic, and during the pandemic, we saw a lot of people packing up and moving, in many cases to warm weather in southern states, but a number of people did relocate to mountain states as well, and I'm curious how much of an impact the pandemic had on Burlington and if it even helped shape the travel experience for visitors.
Yeah, the pandemic was obviously a pretty amazing time and not so good a way for us in some ways, in a really positive way in some ways. As you suggested, we did see a lot of folks move up either to occupy their second homes or to relocate completely up to Vermont to get out into the fresh air and get away from the bigger cities. And Burlington in particular, as an outdoor destination, offers proximity not just to the mountains, but also to Lake Champlain, which is one of the largest bodies of fresh water in North America. So, yeah, the pandemic in a positive way has changed some of our demographics. for travelers, we definitely saw a big uptick coming out of the pandemic that is just starting to kind of normalize in the summer of 24, actually. But it's we're still seeing a lot of great visitors coming in and pretty high visitor rates, which is wonderful. To be honest, I try not to talk about the pandemic too much.
Well, we all agree. Listen, we've moved on.
We can move on.
But you're an area that certainly would have felt that because you fit, like Mary said, it was either warm weather states, water, or mountains, so no question. But we've got about 40 seconds with you, so give us something that you say first-time travelers to Burlington must experience to really feel like they've visited.
So if you're coming to Burlington for the first time, you got to get out on Lake Champlain. It amazes me that we have visitors coming in that actually either don't know that we're on a lake or don't know just how big and majestic Lake Champlain actually is. But it's a fantastic body of water, and there's great opportunities for folks that maybe want to get out in a really active way and do paddleboarding or kayaking, or even want to get out in a passive way, you know, take a cruise on the Spirit of Ethan Allen cruise ship, which is a nice way to just put your feet up, have a drink, and watch one of Lake Champlain.
Well, Lake Champlain it is. Folks,
sunsets,
you can find out more, plan your own travels. The website is very easy. Hello, Burlington VT. HelloBurlingtonVT.com. Jeff, Merry Christmas. Have a nice weekend.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, folks, listen, if you've been to Burlington, you have a favorite thing to do there, share it with us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. In about 7 minutes, we're going to kick off hour two as we take you live to Paris and the reopening of Notre Dame. The Personal Connection and Museum Gallery are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you tune in. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.